With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is deploying 2,000 California National Guard troops despite the governor's objections to Los Angeles, where protests Saturday led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. The White House said in a statement last night that he was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that's been allowed to fester in California. Governor Gavin Newsom objected to the move and said in a post on X that the move from the president was purposely inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller tells the Salem Radio Network, says our country has never seen anything like the Big Beautiful Bill.
I have waited my entire life, and if I was older, I would say I've been waiting for 100 years, because there's never been a bill like this bill since there has been a conservative movement. This represents the culmination, in the case of the MAGA movement, of 10 years of hard work. This bill would have been unthinkable in 2017 in the Paul Ryan era.
Miller fired back against Elon Musk's criticism of the president's measure without mentioning the billionaire by name. Musk has called the bill pork-filled and a disgusting abomination. Gaza's health ministry says the Israel's military offensive has killed at least 95 people, including several children, in the past 24 hours. But don't believe it. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says one of the biggest challenges facing the Jewish state is complicity by much of the media, which lies and propaganda spread by Israel's enemies, including about the civilian death toll in Gaza.
That 54,000 comes from the Gaza health authorities. Nobody knows who they are. No one can mention a name. They'll say, well, the UN backs that up. Yeah, but the UN also, the UN quotes the Gaza health authorities, and the Gaza health authorities quotes the UN. So it's a loop of lies.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to pornography. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason. The lawsuit had been filed last year in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. ACLU, which had represented the woman, says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. Kentucky, by the way, bans abortions except to save the life of the mother or to prevent disabling injury. This is SRN News. This is not very cool, a recall on some air conditioners.
It's a voluntary recall by Midea of 1.7 million of its popular U and U Plus smart air conditioners. The problem is pooled water may not drain fast enough, leading to mold growth. There's been at least 152 reports of mold in air conditioners. More than a dozen customers report exposure to mold resulted in respiratory infections, allergic reactions, coughing, sneezing, and sore throats. The air conditioners were sold from March of 2020 through last month online and at stores, including Costco and Home Depot. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has signed off on a major change in college sports, clearing the way for schools to begin paying their athletes. The teams include approval for each school to share up to $20.5 million with athletes over the next year and $2.7 billion that will be paid to thousands of former players who were barred from that revenue for years. More details at srnnews.com.